You know, this time of year is almost like when I was a kid at Christmas time. You've been waiting for it all year. You've been waiting for this since February 6th. Football season kicks off this weekend. It's finally here. And there's no better way to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings 1 week fantasy football. And to celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest that is totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. Yeah, that's $1 billion with a B. With DraftKings, there are so many ways to play. Choose between public contests with cash prizes or private contests where you compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you can play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So get to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code TAILGATE to play DraftKings free week one contest with $100,000 in total prizes. And if you draft that perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code TAILGATE to play for your shot to win $1 billion week one. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 154 of our virtual tailgate party as we blast the show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 55 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. I am the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. It is week one of the NFL. Week one of college football season is in the books. There were some upsets. There were some beatdowns. Typical first week of NCAA college football. But the NFL kicks off this weekend, and there's no better way to kick off the NFL season by doing our annual top 10 list of the top tailgating cities in the NFL. Always sparks a little controversy, but it's exciting to do, and it brings back memories of some of these stadiums that I visited. I want to remind you that you can check out Tailgate Radio at tailgateradio.com. Also, go to Twitter. We're at Tailgate Radio there, where we've got a rabid fan base of over 50,000 tailgaters. So make sure you head over to Twitter and engage, especially now. There's a lot of smack talk going on at the beginning of the football season for the NFL and college football. So everybody is relatively new. They've got a new slate. They think a new season is going to bring them success. And you can hear all about that, read all about it, and see it over at our Twitter page at Tailgate Radio. You can also listen to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, iHeartRadio, YouTube, and at Podomatic. When we come back from the short break, we're going to have our top 10 list of tailgating cities in the NFL. Getting ready for week one. Kickoff action starts tonight. Got a big slate of games this weekend. Going to be fun. I cannot wait. So when you come back from the break, top 10 tailgating cities in the NFL 2017. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. Hey there, Tailgate Nation. I want to talk to you about HelloFresh. HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking more fun so you can focus on the whole experience, not just the final plate. Each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone from novices to seasoned home cooks short on time. HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities needed so there's no food waste. And HelloFresh employs two full-time registered dietitians on staff who review each recipe to ensure it is nutritionally balanced. HelloFresh delivers food right to your doorstep in a recyclable, insulated box for free. And right now, HelloFresh is offering light fall meals and has just introduced breakfast options. And they do all of this for less than $10 a meal. I can tell you, whenever I received our first HelloFresh box here at the house, it was an amazing experience because my family enjoys cooking. We enjoy cooking together. And the meals, although they were simple to make, step-by-step instructions, were
amazingly delicious. My kids loved them. My wife loved them. I loved them. It is truly a wonderful experience with HelloFresh. And Tailgate Nation, I've got a great offer for you right now. For $30 off your first week of deliveries, visit HelloFresh.com and enter Tailgate30 when you subscribe. That's HelloFresh.com. Enter Tailgate30 when you subscribe, and you'll get $30 off your first week of deliveries. Remember the name HelloFresh. Delicious ingredients you'll love to eat, simple recipes you'll live to cook. That's HelloFresh.com and enter Tailgate30.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richman from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
And we're back to Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant John Larger. We're just going to jump right into this. You know, every year we do our top 10, we do our top 25 college tailgating locations, and we do our top 10 NFL locations. And it changes from year to year. The top has remained close, but we're going to see where things fall out this year. It's a very scientific method that I use, and my crack team here at Game Day Media uses to determine which NFL city is the top tailgating city for 2017. Let's jump right into it. Number 10, the Baltimore Ravens. They're my defense this year on my fantasy football team. But it doesn't have anything to do with tailgating. And M&T Bank Stadium is a great place to imagine a different type of tailgating. You know, most places you think of burgers and dogs and steak and things like that. Baltimore does the things a little bit differently. Some of the best seafood I've ever eaten in my life has not been in a swanky hotel or a swanky restaurant. It's in the parking lot at M&T Bank Stadium. There's a parking lot between the baseball field and the NFL stadium, and that's where I've done some tailgating in the past. I want to say it's Utah Street, maybe. I can't remember the actual, but we actually did an event there with a hot dog manufacturer a few years ago where we had a contest. The winner won $1,500. It was in Baltimore. And they had to be creative with their hot dogs and do some Ravens-themed hot dogs. And had a great time there. And you will, too. And they also, I don't know if they still do it or not, but they used to do a dance before the game. So, not like a line dance, but actually like a party, like a dance party before the game. So, if you get a chance to go to Baltimore, M&T Bank Stadium, and the surrounding areas, that is a great place to experience the NFL tailgating atmosphere. Number 9 on my list is Heinz Field, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, home of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, several years ago, I had the opportunity on a late game. It was Pittsburgh versus Denver. And I got an opportunity to sit in the box seat with Lynn Swann. Lynn Swann's a Pittsburgh Steelers legend and had a great time in Pittsburgh. It is a super friendly town. Hated the Steelers growing up as a kid here in Texas because I was a Cowboys fan back then. And Lynn Swann broke my heart, and I told him that. And he's like, tough luck, kid. But he was really, really nice. Back to the tailgating aspect of Heinz Field. You know, of all the things that you think of when you think of tailgating food, I don't think of potato skins as like a thing, but in Pittsburgh, believe me, it is a thing. And there are tons of parking lots around the area that allow the tailgating experience to take place. Great fans, great food, great atmosphere. Being around those rivers there, and as they all converge in Pittsburgh, is really cool as well. Pittsburgh's, the area around the stadium seems like it's been revitalized, and it's just an amazing game day atmosphere. My number nine NFL team or NFL location is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Heinz Field, the Fighting Pittsburgh Steelers. Number eight on my list is Denver Sports Authority Field. Nicest fans in the league. I will tell you, I don't want to say by far, but super nice people. We got invited by a couple of different tailgate clubs to stop in, and the creativity in Denver is amazing. From repurposed ambulances to I saw a dumpster that had been turned into a giant grill. And the other thing that I didn't think about until afterwards was the fact that we were over a mile high, elevation-wise. And so a few beers, if you're not used to that elevation, it goes a long way to messing with your head, so to speak. And the other aspect of it is if you can't be in Denver without at least trying Rocky Mountain Oysters. And if you don't know what those are, look them up on the interweb, and you will not regret giving those a try. They are delicious, even though their origins are pretty disgusting. Number eight on my list is Sports Authority Field in Denver, Colorado. Number seven, and I hate to say it because I am, again, another team I grew up not liking much as a Cowboys fan, but I have to give it up to the Philadelphia Eagles, Lincoln Financial Field. And again, you know, some of these stadiums change sponsorships, so I think it's still Lincoln Financial Field. Just a tremendous atmosphere. Rowdy crowds. We hung out with some folks from South Philly, and that's a tough crowd, man. Those guys are hard, and they know how to party. And they are, you know, I asked them about the movie Invincible about Vince Papale, and because it was portrayed a certain way, and they're like, yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, we're doing Eagles fans justice by being out there. And I will tell you that the drinking in Philadelphia is a little rowdier than most places. I'm not sure if this is true or if this is a myth, but I heard that the stadium is the only stadium in the country that has a courthouse inside it and a jail to deal with the rowdy fans there. And I know in the past I've heard of players and coaches talking about how they were, they booed Santa Claus there. What else can you say about Philadelphia? But I will tell you, the Philadelphia crowd, Philadelphia tailgate, is amazing. I went during a week where they were playing the Giants. Big rivalry there as well, and the Giants fans were pretty cool too, but the Eagles fans and just the friendly, you know, that's one thing about tailgating is no matter where you are, sorry about the background noise, we've got some activity going on around the studio today, I apologize for that, but we've got some, you know, no matter where you go, and it can get out of hand. There's some videos actually on YouTube where you can see rival fans getting out of hand. They just take it too far, but for the most part, and the people in Philadelphia were amazing. The food's amazing. Philly cheesesteaks, getting the real deal is something that you don't get every day. So number seven on my list, Lincoln Financial Field, home of the Philadelphia Eagles. Number six on my list. First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, I said it, the Cleveland Browns. Home of the Dogs, home of the Kennel, home of Tailgater Mike. You know, this is Cleveland. I don't mean this in an ugly way, but Cleveland, and I think they're going to be fairly good this year. Cleveland is, you know, they're the perennial losers in the NFL, but not in the parking lot. And, you know, to see the optimism early in the year, to be out there, you know, everybody's got beer can chicken cooking on the grill, and they know. You know, they know that it's probably going to be a long season, and they're out there anyway. Cleveland fans, I'm with you in spirit, and you guys have an awesome, awesome tailgating setup, and that's why you're my number seven team on the list. Number six on my list is Soldier Field, home of the Chicago Bears. I love Chicago as a sports city. And the tailgating atmosphere. They love their Bears. They're optimistic every year. They think, you know, they still, I can't tell you how many times walking around the parking lot around Soldier Field, they still talk about that 80, 85 team with McMahon and the Fridge and Walter Payton, especially Walter Payton. Food's good. I mean, Chicago is a food city anyway, and then to get that, you know, everything from world-class steaks out there in the parking lot to authentic Italian pizza. They have everything. Food-wise, Chicago's probably my top pick as far as diversity of food. They've got everything out in the parking lot. You know, it's a metropolitan area, but it's in the Midwest, so you've got beef, you've got chicken, you've got pork, you've got the whole thing, and then you've got all the ethnic foods. Great Mexican food out in the parking lot in Chicago, along with Italian food and everything else. So Chicago is my number six pick on my list. When we come back, we're going to have the top five tailgating spots in the NFL. And number one might surprise you.
Tailgate Nation football season is coming. It's here. And SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets for every game all season long. Whether you're planning a day out with friends, doing a little tailgating, searching for a last-minute deal, or buying a gift for a loved one, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. Nothing beats being there in person for the biggest plays of the year, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, literally anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats. You know, I actually just bought some Green Bay Packer tickets on SeatGeek, and the process was so simple and easy, and I can't wait to go see my beloved Packers. And you can go see your favorite teams, too. SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to get you the most bang for the buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. And it doesn't even end with sports. SeatGeek has plenty of tickets for concerts, comedy, theater tickets. All those things are available through SeatGeek. And best of all, the Tailgate Nation, my listeners here on Tailgate Radio, get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code TAILGATE today. That's promo code TAILGATE for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So don't wait. With baseball season winding up, heating up, getting ready for the playoffs, plenty of musicians on tour, and football season right around the corner, now is the perfect time to grab some tickets. And you don't want to do it anywhere else but on SeatGeek. Download your app today and enter promo code TAILGATE.
Listening to Tailgate Radio.
Amazing, ain't it?
Some of us have come to call it the freak show.
All right, welcome back, Tailgate Nation. Back to our top 10 list. 2017 NFL season kicks off this weekend.
The top five. Number five.
NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. Giant parking lot. Great food. The barbecue is off the hook. It's the best barbecue, I'll say, this side of Kansas City. But it is amazing. People don't realize that Houston is the most diverse city in America. It has more different nationalities, even in places like New York and Chicago and L.A. And it's really, you're able to feel that, sense that, and taste that out in the parking lot, because the Houston Texans, and of course, you know, being devastated by Hurricane Harvey just a few weeks ago, they're still rebuilding, but I can only imagine that the when they play and have that game at home, which I'm not sure if they play their first game at home this weekend or not, if the stadium's going to be ready, I'm not sure. But I am positive that the fans will be out in full force, and they'll have an extra sense of pride and generosity out in the parking lot this year as they rebuild from that hurricane. And it's not a sympathy vote. It's a badass tailgating spot. But I can tell you that Houston is has shown the country that united you can get a lot done, and they have really set an example for how communities can come together. AJ Watt, phenomenal, raised over $30 million, I think, by himself, you know, just putting it out there on Twitter. So kudos to Houston, kudos to the people of Houston, and you are really fortunate to have one of the best tailgating spots in the country at NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas.
Number four.
Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, home of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I will just tell you this. The first time I went there, we were doing a promotional tour. And about 3 miles from the stadium, I just saw this big plume of smoke. And I was like, oh my goodness. That's where the tailgate party is. That's where the parking lot is. And I'm probably going to get my Texas card revoked here, but the barbecue, even though I just said Houston had the best barbecue this side of Kansas City, the food, the beef in Kansas City was the very best I've ever had. And, you know, they share that parking lot with the Royals in that parking lot. So there's, you know, there's 30,000 parking spaces all in one place. So it's just a massive, unified tailgate party. You know, in some cities, they, you know, like in Minnesota, for example, around the stadium. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that, because I haven't been to the new stadium in Minnesota. The old stadium, the dome, you used to have to pick out these parking lots throughout the neighborhoods. And it was pretty, you know, you could find a nice tailgate party there, but it was fractured. Not so in Kansas City. It is one massive, giant parking lot, and the food is probably the best, because I'm a beef guy. But I love the fact that Kansas City is
you know, it's home of Kansas City Barbecue. There's a Kansas City Barbecue Association, you know, that is, that regulates barbecue competitions across the country. So yeah, they know a little bit about smoking pits and meat and grilling, and they know a little bit about football too. So Kansas City Arrowhead Stadium is my number 4 pick for the NFL's top tailgating spots.
Number 3,
New Orleans, home of the New Orleans Saints, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And it's not so much the structure of the tailgate parties there, because it's kind of all over the place. It's kind of like New Orleans. It's a little dirty. It's a little unorganized. But when you're there, you never forget it. And really, the tailgate party stretches Canal Street, the French Quarter, right beside the stadium, Smoothie King parking lot, the Smoothie King Arena parking lot, not just some random Smoothie King franchise. but New Orleans is a special kind of place. It's got a different vibe about it, a different feel to it. The Cajun menu is unlike anything. If you like oyster, if you like etouffee, if you like jambalaya in a giant pot that you share with 50 other people, those are the kind of things in New Orleans that you don't get anywhere else. And I love going to New Orleans. I love the Saints. I love the fact that you get, it's a party when you go to New Orleans. It's not just a tailgate party. It's just, it is a party. And it seemed to resonate before the game, the weekend, after the game, out on the street. And it is, it's a crazy, crazy, uniquely American experience to tailgate in New Orleans. And I really, really try to get to New Orleans as often as I can. The commissioner of tailgating, Joe Kahn, is originally from New Orleans. He lived there for a number of years, and I got to spend some time with him down there. He's a chef that was trained in New Orleans, so he knows a little bit about that kind of food and culture. And we have a great time when we're down there. And that's my number 3 pick.
Number 2.
My favorite football team in the NFL, it is the Green Bay Packers and Lambeau Field. And the tailgating experience there, and I'm going to tell you straight up, I have never tailgated at Lambeau in November or December. I'm an early season tailgater there, so I'm a little bit of a wimp when it comes to cold weather. Now, I've been to some crazy games and experienced some crazy cold atmospheres, but Wisconsin cold kind of scares me a bit, which is ironic when you hear my number 1 pick. But, you know, they've transformed that town and that area around the stadium, and it's, you know, it's title town. And but it's not lost on the fact that their house is right next to the stadium. It's a neighborhood. It feels like a high school or a college atmosphere. I would say more like high school, just because everybody knows everybody. Everybody has had the same seats for years. Everybody works and lives in the community around the area. And it is a, you know, it's the only NFL franchise that's owned by the fans. And it is, like I said, New Orleans was unique. Green Bay is equally unique in a completely different way. It is a family-friendly atmosphere. It is, you know, they've got so many, you know, I didn't know what a cheese curd was until I went to Green Bay. And yeah, I'm sorry I met the cheese curd. The cheese curd is my best friend and my worst enemy. You know, and they have a lot of home craft or
locally crafted beers in the area. And, you know, Wisconsin people are just fun to be around. And I enjoy it. They've been doing it longer than anybody except Chicago. And it's a trip that you should take. It should be a bucket list trip when you think about going to visit different tailgate parties and different football stadiums across the country. You've got to make Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, home of the Green Bay Packers, the 2018 Super Bowl champs, a stop on your list.
Number one.
Buffalo, New York. The Buffalo Bills. Ralph Wilson Stadium. Is it still called Ralph Wilson Stadium, or did they get a... I don't know if they got a sponsor or not. And my experience with that, you know, it's hard to say, well, why is it the best in 2017 when you visited it in 2010? Well, several reasons. As I mentioned to you, it's a very scientific approach to this. And I put out tweets, the responses I get back, some of the research we've done, some of the things that we've talked about, social media imprint, all those things are tied into who we choose as our top tailgating spots. And Ralph Wilson Stadium, Buffalo Bills, they are the top, the best. And here's why. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. It's debauchery. The food's amazing. There was what's the guy's name? Pinto Bob? Pinto Rob? Pinto Rob? Who has this old beat up Pinto and he cooks on the motor of the car. I mean, among other things. It's hard to explain. You know, for one, from a food perspective, they're home of the Buffalo Wings, so they have a few of those laying around. I can't remember. Is it called the Anchor Pub? Is the original? Or they say they're the original place where Buffalo Wings were created, which in the name says it right there. But it's hard to explain the atmosphere because it seems like it's almost Lord of the Flies, anarchy. You know, you've got everything from wrestling matches to people having sex in the parking lot. It's not, you know, as I said, Green Bay was a family-friendly atmosphere. I would keep the kids away from some of the parking lots in Buffalo just because of the their fan base is called the Bills Mafia. So what does that tell you? So hats off to you, Buffalo. Hats off to the Buffalo Bills fans. Hats off to Ralph Wilson Stadium for letting fans be fans. I haven't heard of any murders or anything in the parking lot there. So you give them enough rope, and they'll do what they need to do. But Buffalo is my number one NFL tailgate pick for the 2017. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.
You know, this time of year is almost like when I was a kid at Christmas time. You've been waiting for it all year. You've been waiting for this since February 6th. Football season kicks off this weekend. It's finally here. And there's no better way to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. And to celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest that is totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. Yeah, that's $1 billion with a B. With DraftKings, there are so many ways to play. Choose between public contests with cash prizes or private contests where you compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you can play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So get to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code TAILGATE to play DraftKings' free week one contest with $100,000 in total prizes. And if you draft that perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code TAILGATE to play for your shot to win $1 billion week one. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.